Granny, then I believe that's our ring.
I know it's Lama. I believe you're right.
I'll see. Hello, jot 'em down, store. This is Lama and Abner.
Let's see what's going on down in Pine Ridge. Well, yesterday, Justice of the Peace Lum Edwards executed his official duty by turning over to Town Marshal Henry Lunsford the eviction papers to be served upon Grandpappy Spears. Inasmuch as Grandpap is supposedly headed for success and wealth, Lum felt no qualms in committing this action. And as we're looking on a little community today, we find Abner in the Jotham Town Store and Library talking to his partner.
Lum, I forgot to tell you when you come in, Mr. Webster called a while ago.
Mr. Webster?
Yeah, before you come in.
What do you want?
Why, he wanted to know why them eviction papers hadn't been sorted on Grandpappy Spears yet.
Oh, well, ain't more like they have been sorted now. Uncle Henry Lunsford picked them up last night and said he's going to do it this morning.
Well, Mr. Webster didn't seem to think it'd been did yet.
Well, he can expect things like that to get bid overnight. Legal stuff like that always takes time.
Doesn't.
But I can't see why he's so anxious to get Grandpap Spears off this farm out there.
Well, it's more likely, like you said yesterday, Mr. Webster want to get him off so that he can start building a health resort.
Yeah, but the reason I said that was on account of them steam shovels that was in town. I thought surely they were something that Mr. Webster had ordered, and he was just all ready to start work.
Yeah, well, I reckon everybody else in town thought that, too.
That's the only reason I never minded giving them eviction papers to Uncle Henry to serve. I figured they'd all set to start building, and natural grandpap would have to move off.
Yeah, well, he will have to move off eventually, won't he?
Yeah, I reckon so. But I'd just like to see some proof that Mr. Webster actually aims on building before Grandpap gets off of there.
Well, Mr. Webster said he's going to.
Yeah, but after all, that's all we got to go by, just what he said.
Yeah.
We don't actually know if any money's been put up or nothing else.
No, I ain't seen no money.
And here, Grandpap's done deed this farm over to Mr. Webster.
Yeah. Of course, now, Lum, Grandpap ought to know what he's doing. He ought to be old enough now.
Maybe too old, though.
Well, he's always managed to take care of himself. I don't know why he can't do it now.
I just hope this turns out all right for him, but there's just some things about it that seems a little cuter to me, is all. Branch against them steam shovels.
Well, Mr. Webster never had nothing to do with them, Lum. They turned out to belong to some other outfit altogether. They was just sort of passing through town here.
I know, but it still seems a little peculiar to me, though.
Yeah, but, Lum, it just looks to me like you're doing what you done the other day. You're just meddling into somebody else's affairs. And you know what happened the other time. You might not have got yourself in trouble with Mr. Webster and Grandpappy Spears both.
Yeah, well, maybe you're right. Maybe I ought to just do my own work here and not bother about nobody else.
I believe that's a good idea.
Live and let live. I ought to let that be my slogan.
Well, if that means tending to your own business, I believe it's a good idea.
Yep, they can go their way and I'll go mine. I'll take the high road and they can take the low road. And let the chips fall where they may.
Why, sure, let them fall. Who cares? Take the high road or... Wait a minute, what are we talking about anyway?
You're talking about me.
Huh?
The lone wolf. The fella that keeps his own nose to the grindstone. Where's that phone at?
Right there on the wall where it's been ever since we had the thing put in here.
Call up that town marshal of ours and get him on the job. It's my job to see that eviction papers is sorted. And Granny said he'll be sorted.
Well, that's what you're supposed to do, ain't it?
Yeah.
Just
hello?
For the peace.
Is this the jailhouse? Is this Uncle Henry Lunsford? Oh, well, I didn't think it sounded like him. Who is this talking?
Where they're hired old at, he's figuring on taking.
Oh, I see. What are you in for?
He's figuring on cutting across old Piney Mountain.
Uh-huh. Well, let me speak to Uncle Henry, please.
That's a long way to get to Grandpappy Spears, though.
He did. How long ago?
That's 40 miles out of it.
All right, much obliged. Blame that Uncle Henry. I've told him time and again not to do that.
Do what, Lum?
Oh, go home and leave the prisoners there to answer the phone.
Well, you don't expect him to take the prisoners with him, do you?
Well, no, but I don't know. It just seems to make the wrong impress having the inmates sitting around the office answering the phone.
Oh.
They always think they have to put their feet up on the desk and all. Somehow the whole thing just don't seem official.
Was that a prisoner you were talking to?
Yeah, some fellow that Uncle Henry picked up for vagrants. I could tell he was eating a sandwich while he was talking to him, too.
Sandwich? Where did he get that?
More than likely went out and got it.
Huh.
What's that ring over at the Lunsford's place?
Oh, let's see. It's short and long and short of it. Yeah, short, long, and short.
Yes, that way. Short. Short. Yeah, I'm going to have a talk with Uncle Henry.
Yeah.
He's satisfied with the way he runs things. He used to be so strict about everything. Here, lady, you seem... Hello? Is this a Lunsford residence?
Oh, where you got that sandwich?
May I speak with Uncle Henry, please, ma'am?
I'm hungry as a bear.
You went where?
I'll go down there and have a chat with
him. Oh, well, that's too bad. When do you reckon he'll be back? Oh. Well, do you know if he's taken any papers of any kind out to the spirited place before we left?
I wonder what kind of Henry Dick was.
Oh, well, I'll send Abner over after him then.
One like a mashed potato.
Well, much obliged, Miss Lunsford. Goodbye.
Who was that, Uncle Henry's sister?
Yeah, she said he went out of town.
Out of town?
Yeah, his papa's ailing. He went clean down to Texas to see him.
Well?
Be gone for at least 10 days, she said.
10 days? Well, who's he left in charge of the jail?
Nobody. I don't know how many times I've told him not to do that.
No, you better go down there and see that fellow, Lum. See how long his sentence is. You might have to lengthen his sentence where he'll be there.
I think he just said he was in there for 10 days. I don't know when he was put in.
Doggish.
Yeah, he's supposed to notify me before he leaves town that way.
Yeah, well, what about them eviction papers? Didn't he saw them before he left?
No, they're over at the Lunsford place. Now, I want you to go over there and pick them up, Abner. And while you're over that way, I think you better stop over by the jail and lock it up good.
Oh, I don't think you need to do that, Lum. Them fellas ain't going to get out. They like it in there.
Yeah, I know, but they get out and go over and buy sandwiches.
Oh, that's all right. You might have to just give him a longer sentence so he'll be there when Uncle Henry gets back. That wouldn't be fair.
I tend to that.
Yeah.
Well, it ain't so much to keep them in jail as just to keep their friends out.
Their friends?
Yeah, you know how it is. Every time Uncle Henry leaves town, the inmates invite their friends and relays to visit them. They just have a big time, though.
You mean like the time when old Ollie Armstead was in there?
Ollie Armstead?
Yeah, recollect his woman had him arrested for not supporting her. She claimed he wouldn't even find a place for her and the youngest to live in.
Oh, well, that must have been 9 or 10 years ago.
Yeah, well, anyway, Uncle Henry put him in jail and went on a vacation. Right away, Ollie had his woman and the youngest move right into jail with him. Darn it, just to prove to her that she was wrong.
Well, didn't our folks from down near Hatfield or somewhere move in there with him, too?
Yeah, come up for a bit. Stayed the whole 2 weeks, Uncle Henry's on his vacation.
I know they had quite a house full. Or jail full, I reckon you say.
Yeah, all his brothers from Al-Hadi got in for a few days, too. Some of his other relays. And his cousin, Ord, had a birthday while he was there, and they decorated the jail up and had a big birthday party.
Oh, I know the neighbors complained about the noise something.
Yeah, Lord, they had a time out there myself,
Patrick. Uncle Henry might not have lost his job at Santa Marshall over there, too.
Well, I'll say one thing for the whole affair, though. It did Ms. Armstead a world of good. She always claimed them were the two happiest weeks of her life.
Hmm, naturally. It was the first time Ollie had ever provided her with a decent place to live.
Well, she appreciated it, too. She was busy every minute of the time, making little curtains for the cell windows and hanging up washing on that door with the iron bars on it.
I believe she even started a little garden out in front there, didn't she?
Oh, yeah, yeah. Just too bad Uncle Henry had to come back and make them all get out.
Well, he had to, though, Abner. He couldn't have that sort of thing going on.
No.
Giving the jail a bad reputation, you might say.
Yeah, he could have arrested the whole family, though.
Folks were trying to get in instead of trying to stay out.
Yeah, I reckon so. No, he couldn't have done much else.
Just wish Uncle Henry would have served them papers on Grandpa before he left. That's what I wish.
Yeah, it looks like you'll have to do it now, don't
you? I can't, though. I can sign the papers because I'm Justice of the Peace, but they have to be served by either the town marshal or a deputy. I need neither one.
What do you do? Just wait until Uncle Henry gets back?
Well, no, we don't have to do that. See, I can quickly pick up them papers over at the Lunsford. You can just run on out to Grandpap's place.
Yeah, but Long, now what if Grandpap gets mad at me?
Why should he get mad? He knows all about this.
He does.
Him and Mr. Webster are together in that office of theirs every day, so he ought to know what's going on, Orton.
Yeah, I reckon he ought to, yeah.
Sure, won't be nothing to it. Fact is, he's more than likely wondering why nobody ain't starved it on him yet.
Do I get to where I starve?
Yeah.
Don't get, I get one. I go down to jail. He more than likely left head suppressed.
All right, Granny, wait a minute. There's a lucky break for us. There you come, Johnny.
Who? Oh, Grandpapa Spears. Well, I ain't got the eviction papers yet, though, Lum.
I know, but you can tell Grandpap about it. Just tell him. Maybe he'll walk down to the Lunsfords' there with you when you get him.
Yeah, could be that. Save me a trip out to his place. Just let him go out there and get him himself. Yeah, that's what I'll do.
Hey, I want to ask you something.
Yeah, well, before you do, Grandpap, I want to ask you something. Will you walk down to the Lunsfords?
Wait, Abner. You fellas know where Uncle Henry Lunsford's at?
Yeah, he's out of town.
Do you know what my woman charity here today, Lum? Do you know Abner?
No, no.
Mrs. Barton told her that Mrs. Blevins said that Uncle Henry's sister told Miss Pomeroy that Uncle Henry had a paper over there ordering me to move off of my farm.
Oh, sure, yeah.
I just want to find that ornery varmint and tell him that neither him or nobody else is running me off of my place. So much as set the foot on my property, I'll fill his pigeon-toed hide so full of buckshot he'll look like a sieve.
Yeah, well, here, Grant.
I'll run him out of there. I'll stick my dogs on him. That's what I'll do. Do you know where he's at?
We told you he's out of town.
Well, never mind. I'll find out for myself. That stabbing legged varmint. But what do you want to ask me, Abner?
Oh, why, nothing, Grandpapa. Yeah, well, Mom, I want to ask something. That's what it was. Yeah.
Me?
Yeah, Mom, how do you go about resigning yourself from a deputy constable's job?